Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Approximately 31 million Americans experience low back pain at any given time. These statistics from the American Chiropractic Association also estimate that Americans spend about $50 billion or more annually on back pain treatments. According to Dr. Mercola's website, from which this article was taken, chiropractic care should be your first line of defense for acute back pain. Mercola, an advocate of chiropractic care, points out how much training and education chiropractors actually have, and how they are the most qualified to deal with this extremely common condition. Chiropractic, as more and more people are starting to learn, is not just about popping bones and treating back and neck pain. Chiropractic treatment literally makes changes to the body on the cellular level, which is why they get such good results with such a wide range of dysfunction in the body. In fact, as so many of our listeners know, when it comes to health, chiropractic combined with healthy lifestyle choices and a good metabolic typing diet are the best show in town. Next, a sweet story on how to keep the heart doctor away. A study by the German Institute of Human Nutrition reports that eating a quarter of an ounce of chocolate daily may lower the risk of heart attack or stroke. According to the study, dark chocolate exhibits greater effects than milk chocolate. However, white chocolate has no effect at all. The heart benefits may be due to lower blood pressure because flavonoids promote artery health and reduce inflammation. Now, don't get confused. We are not talking about those chocolates loaded with bad fats or artificial sweeteners or those loaded with sugar. We are talking about those that have high levels of flavonoids. Of course, that doesn't give license to indulging in eating large quantities of chocolate. As with anything, moderation is the key. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how Big Pharma is trying once again to sell us a bill of goods, and how snack food makers are going to try to sell us something else artificial.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Why would a company that makes cholesterol medication want millions of people with no cholesterol problem to be taking cholesterol medicine? Worse yet, why would they want you to take a medication that has numerous side effects, the latest being an increase of diabetes risk? They claim that studies show these medications have value in preventing heart disease and stroke in the future. Unfortunately, they fail to mention that the studies were bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical company that makes the drugs, and that the doctors that did the studies were also bought and paid for by the same pharmaceutical companies. As we have pointed out here on the Health News Show many times, taking medication is not prevention and has nothing to do with health. Health is about lifestyle choices, and as our first story today pointed out, about good chiropractic care and a diet right for your metabolic type. And for our last story, we take a look at the technology of food, or maybe we should say, make-believe food. All evidence to the contrary, we know there are still people out there that believe sugar substitutes and fat substitutes are going to make you thin. If you are one of those believers, then you may be surprised to read that there is currently an obesity epidemic going on that has continuously gotten worse since everyone started swallowing those artificial poisons. Well, as long as people keep ignoring the evidence that food substitutes do not work, food manufacturers will keep making them. And that is what PepsiCo plans to do. Since they know that you need some of those salty snacks you can wash down with that diet soda, and they are afraid that you may cut back if you hear that there is some evidence that too much salt can cause heart attack and stroke, they have figured out a way to get more taste out of less salt. Of course, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature, and they're not worried that more artificial products may mean more health issues down the road. Their only concern is to keep you eating the foods that keep them in the chips, so to speak. They also know something else about you. They know that if you think it has less sugar or less fat, and now less salt, you'll even eat more than you did before. We're hoping that now that you know the real story, you'll make better choices. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Women's hair is about half the diameter of men's hair. While it might sound strange, it shouldn't come as too much of a surprise that men's hair should be coarser than that of women. Hair diameter also varies on average between races, making hair plugs on some men look especially obvious. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockel. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.